Well, good morning, good morning. This is Jackie Henderson out of Indianapolis, Indiana, welcoming you all to the call this morning. It's time for us to go before the Lord in prayer. I ask each of you to join me, and as we go before God, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for such a wonderful Monday morning. We thank you for each and every caller that's on the line and those not able to join us. We ask that you keep your hands and your blood covering over each and every one of us, Lord. We thank you for this call. We thank you for the leaders of this call, the founders of this call that started this call, Pastor P.K. Roberts and Pastor Vanessa Williams. I'm sorry, Pastor Vanessa Witherspoon. God, we ask you that you watch over Pastor P.K., continue to strengthening her health. We know that you said by your stripes she is healed, and we're looking for her to come back stronger than she's ever been before. So, God, we thank you for her. We thank you for Artists International, the company that has brought us all together. We ask you to watch over the founders and the company. Lord, continue to grow the company. Continue to strengthen the leaders. Give them wisdom that they can lead this company in a wise and wonderful way. God, we ask, thank you for each and every distributor and caller that is on this line. We ask that you bless their day, anoint each and every one of them. Lord, help them to open their ears to hear your word and open their hearts to receive it. Bless the speaker that is coming forth, Lord. Empty them out. Let them pour out to us your word. And let us receive it. And then, Lord, replenish them so that they will be able to share your word once again. All of this we ask for in your mighty name. We thank you, we bless you, and we praise you, O Lord. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And at this time, I would like to turn the call over to the host. Host, are you there? Host, are you there? Can you hear me?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear.
Good morning. Minister Brenda, it's Tiffany. I'll go ahead and host the call. Hello, Minister Jackie, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for seating us and greeting us this morning here on the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this old Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together Monday. I am so, so excited about being able to greet each and every single one of you on the Master's Call. See, the Master's Call started back on October the 25th of 2010 by two powerful women of God, and that is our co-founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts, our Dr. Super Fantastic, and also our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon. And I thank God for them and for their yes, because when God gave them the mission and the mandate for the Master's Call, they said, yes, Lord, we will. And so when they said, yes, Lord, we will, they said yes, because this, the Master's Call, was created, the vision was given for your life to be enriched, empowered, and enhance as you begin your day here on the Master's Call with the Master. We stand on scripture reference, Psalm 88:13, which reads, but to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee. See, we always start this call off in prayer. We end this call in prayer. On Fridays, we go ahead and open up the line for prayer requests and praise reports. And then I just want to let you know, there's something a little bit different about this call. And what is that? We have our own website. Yep, I said it. We have our own website, and we invite you to go on our website at any time as you're going through your day. Go to www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages have been archived on our website. You can see the bios for our speaker and just some other information that will take you through the day can be found on our website. So please, please, please visit our website at any time. Also, if you have a prayer request or a praise report or a testimony and you would like to share it, I invite you to utilize our email address, and our email address is info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net, and we, our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our mother ego, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. See, there's opportunities here for each and every single one of you who are willing to do what it is that God is calling you to do. And maybe it's here on this, in this telecommunication sanctuary called the Master's Call. We are open to have more greeters here, like Minister Jackie just so graciously did for us. There's also opportunities to host the call, which is what I'm doing right now. Or if you just want to be a prayer intercessor and you just want to be a part of the Master's Call team, then please send us an email and we will respond to you. Immediately following this call, we have the opportunity every day to head over to the new morning motivational call. That's right, the new morning motivational call. Today is Inspirational Monday, and I invite you to join us there at area code 641-715-3865, and the access code is 539598#, and that will be immediately following this call today. Okay, I know you are super duper excited because Artist International has two Ignite conferences coming up. The first one will be happening in my state of California on June the 4th, and the next one will be happening the following weekend on June the 10th and 11th in Houston, Texas. So please, 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 if you have not gotten your ticket yet and made your reservations, then you want to make sure you start doing that as soon as possible. So please check your back office if you are Artist Internationalpreneur on this line. And if you're not and you want to be a part of it, please get back with the person that invited you to this call so that they will be able to share with you how an appointment with artists can change your life, but only if you let it. Well, now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker for this morning, she is one of the co-founders here on the Master's Call, and we so affectionately call her our mother eagle. And why do we call her that? We call her our mother eagle because she sees things in us that we don't even see in ourselves. And she's able to push us into purpose, push us into possibilities, and push us into the pursuit to work and to serve the kingdom of God. And who am I talking about this morning? I am talking about a victorious, an anointed, a noble, an efficient, a saved and sanctified and appointed woman of God. Her name is Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and she hails from that wonderful city of Prairie View, Texas. She is my upline in Artist International. She's definitely a woman on the move for God that is definitely connected. She is prophetic. She speaks in the practical, and she speaks proficiently. And so at this time, without further ado, it is absolutely an honor to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. V, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning. Love to hear that smile in your voice and to hear you early in the morning from out on the West Coast. So love and appreciate you, Minister Tiffany, and a big shout out to our beautiful silver foxes, I love to call her. If you've never seen her, when you see her, you'll understand. Miss Jackie Henderson for greeting us and seating us as she situated us in this telecommunications sanctuary on this magnificent Monday to hear from Thus Saith the Word of the Lord. I appreciate all of you who called in, looking at the board this morning, thanking God for each and every one of you, because it is really all about the Master. This call is all about our Daddy God. And I'm honored whenever I can get a chance to get in front of you and to share what the Lord has been pressing and putting on my heart. Excuse me, won't be before you long, but there is a word from the Lord. You know, God has been dealing with me a lot lately about being resilient, being ready, and always receiving what he has for us. It's a process. It's a journey. And many of us, when the journey gets tough, many of us get going, and we decide that, that wasn't God. And I remember a book that Dr. Robert Schuller put out years ago, that tough times don't always last, but tough people do, meaning that even though we're saved, even though we love the Lord with all of our heart, there are going to be some mountains to climb. There are going to be some valleys we have to walk through. And the Psalms, we all know that 23rd division of Psalms, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Well, you know, I'm from the great state of Texas, and we'll all tell you that the juiciest fruit, the richest fruit, comes from the valley. In the valley is where those roots go deep. And when you bite into that juicy fruit, it's had a valley experience. So I'm going to talk a little bit this morning about the process, the three B's to our godly success, the three B's to getting where we need to go. I just keep reminding, or having to remind, the body of Christ, don't spaz out when the devil is the devil. That's his job description, John 10, that he comes as a thief to kill, steal, and destroy. But the rest of the verse in John 10 says, but I come to give you life and life more abundantly. Come on now. It's not over till the fat lady sings. And what does our planet president, Marie Preston, tell us? And she ain't sung because she's in a body magic. So I will talk this morning from the three B's to godly success. First, you got to believe. You got to believe that God's word is real, that the Lord that we serve, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Then as we believe, know that in that incubation period, we're going to be birthing some things, and we're going to give birth. And boy, anybody who's had a child, childbirth, it's a great experience, but it can be a painful experience. And then when your vision manifests, you are becoming something that God can be proud of. So how do we say that? Well, we all then will hear. Then if we decide, we will do something with the information that we have, and then we will maintain and sustain. See, I don't want us to keep making a rake and we can't keep sustaining it. I don't want us to get blessed with a new home we can't keep or have nothing in it where we can't enjoy it. That's not the God we serve. The three B's to godly success: to believe, to birth, to become. See, how we react or do not react to receive our somethings are more important and pivotal to our daily growth as believers. God uses all kinds of different situations to get our attention, to guide us, to correct us, to protect us, to provide for us, and even to use us for his glory. Remember our theme for this year, 2016, in me, through me, God's glory shall be seen. See, our ability, our discernment, our degrees of growth from our tests, it often comes when we encounter our somethings. Do you believe that God made you that promise? Do you understand you got to go through a season of gestation for the birthing? Do you believe it already? See yourself. You know, the world calls it visualization in motivational circles, but it's called the eyes of faith in the Word of God. So what am I saying? Something is a tool in God's hand. When God gave us artists, that's a something that's a tool in God's hand. And we'll discuss it today how God gives us room to hear something and choose first to believe. Then we will see something with the eyes of faith and choose to birth God's purpose. And then we'll choose to do something, faith without works, my favorite book in James. James was the half-brother of Jesus, and he saw all the saints and the apes. Well, then we'll choose to do something and become what God has created us to be. All beginnings and evolvings from our encounters start with our somethings. But many of us have been guilty of not even recognizing when the something is the Holy Spirit himself on assignment in an effort to get us to purpose, to destiny, to submission. On this call, each and every morning, you're coming on so you can hear a word from the Lord that arrests our spirits and reminds us, alerts us that this is bigger than all of us. All our three B's to godly success: to believe, to birth, and to become. Let's talk about first when we're believing, when we hear something, guarding our ear gates. See, we have instructions from God on what should happen when we hear something, like you're hearing on this call this morning. And when that something is the word of God, Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The NIV, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. That is so important, to be sensitive to what you allow to come into your ear gates, what you listen to and receive into your human spirit. Way too often, we are bombarded with the wrong messages being fed into our spirits by what we listen to. Guard the gate. I want you to see me like on a megaphone from heaven. Guard the gates. See, don't sit around and listen to things which do not edify, which are not pleasing to God. And don't use those wrong things that let them come out of your mouth either. You know, Ephesians 4, when Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, Ephesus is one of the cities he spent the most time during his Christian pilgrimage. And in Ephesians 4:25-31 says, therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbors, for we are members of one another. Verse 26, be angry and do not sin, and do not let the sun go down in your wrath. Some of y'all ain't spoke to folks in weeks. Come on now. You can't get on this call and talk about amen, hallelujah, there's a big elephant in the room. Get it right. Make it right. Verse 27, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. And here's my verse 29 that Vanessa tells Vanessa every day. Let no corrupt, the King James says, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. The NIV says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessity and for edification, that it may minister grace to the hearers. Let me just keep it in real language. Quit gossiping. Why does negative news pass faster than good news? If you don't have nothing good to say, what do the old saints say? Don't say nothing at all. It might be mighty quiet around you for a minute, but that's okay. Adjust, because that's God's will. Because verse 30, you don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit, by whom we are sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you. And the rest of that verse goes on to say in that 30th verse, do not, again, grieve the Holy Spirit. Get rid of it. See, some of us just need to practice the sub-principle. I love when I first started doing these inspirational calls, God dropped this into my spirit one of my mornings in prayer, the sub-principle. Because, yes, Dr. V was upset about something, and I was racing always, and I could settle the score, and I had to be arrested by the Holy Ghost. And the sub-principle is the shut-up ministry principle. So we just need to practice that. Shut up, principal ministry. When you know you don't have nothing good to say, when you're so angry, your hormones are raging, the holy haters are hating, and there's nothing good going to come out of it. Sometimes you don't need to say a thing. You need to obey that principle. If you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. Our words carry power, and they have authority. Don't activate the atmosphere with the wrong words. The Spirit is going to believe your words more than anyone else. So we must choose to hear a diet full of faith-filled words. We must choose to constantly saturate the atmosphere with words of victory. Those declarations, decree and declare what the Word says about you. How do you do that, Pastor V? Have a daily time of devotion in prayer, petitions, affirmations, Bible studies. Secondly, ask God for an inner circle of people who will speak words of truth in love, but they're committed to pray for you and the purposes God has on you. And thirdly, it's hard for some of us to do, but necessary, eliminate the holy haters out of your sphere of influence. All we're talking this morning about the three B's to godly success, believing in your heart, then giving birth to what God has for you to do, and then walking, becoming what God has ordained you to be. We got to graduate out of the outer courts into the inner courts and believe what God says about you. Well, what about that next part of birthing what God wants you to birth? See, it's so important when you're going through that period of giving birth, of growing the dream, the vision. Keep in front of you, keep your eyes focused on the hills from which cometh your help. When you're birthing, you want the atmosphere sterile in a doctor's delivery room. Everything is clean. Everything is protected. You're guarding the dream. You can't share what you're trying to give birth to dream killers who want to help you abort what God has assigned for your life, and even if they're your family. Learn to ask God to help you, not openly discuss things and start opening up doors of doubt and delusion and deception because you haven't given birth in an environment that is sterile, clean, pure, holy before God. Every last one of us has something God has assigned to us to give birth to. Every last one of us has a purpose that no one else is assigned to do. And we must allow God to birth in us. And even when there's some birthing pains, when there's some hiccups, when there's some setbacks, even when holy haters try to set you up, what God has for you is for you. And you keep opening your mouth and decree to the heavens, greater is he that's in me than any of these attacks that are in the world. Lord, I will fulfill my destiny. I shall, because shall is a command, an affirmation. Every day, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. Every day, you decree with your own mouth that you're the head and not the tail. You decree with your own mouth, Revelations 12, I am an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I'm going to birth this thing today. And as you birth it, as it's a baby growing and maturing, you've gone from advisor, you've worked hard and gone past coordinator, supervisor. And for some of us, you may still be at a coordinator. You already start saying, I'm becoming. Call it out. Ask God every day. When you hear me pray for you, especially on the MMC call, I'm always praying for strategic setups, for Holy Ghost hookups, to the optimum opportunities that God will open our doors, that he will go before us. Isaiah 40, that fourth verse says, he'll make the crooked pathway straight and the rough places smooth. When you become, then you are surrounded by people who should make you grow. I am honored every time I'm called a mother eagle because I know one of my assignments is to mentor, to help others become what they already were, just didn't realize it, hadn't connected the brain to the heart to the hands. Because a mother eagle doesn't allow you. She pushes her eaglets out the nest. And some of them are flapping frantically, thinking they're going to die, that their wings aren't going to make it, and even if some of them are headed toward the ground, she'll scoop down and catch them and bring them back up and put them in the nest. And we'll keep doing that until they're strong enough to fly. Everybody has a learning curve. Even when you become, you are becoming better today than you were last year, than you were last month. But as you become, you need to learn to sustain and maintain what God has given you. How do you do that, Dr. V? By every day practicing his presence, calling on him to guide you for his things to do for the day through you, calling on him for the mind of Christ every day. I'm quoting 2 Corinthians 2:16, putting my own hand on my own head. Lord, give me the mind of Christ. I don't want Vanessa's ideas. Vanessa got good ideas, but I want the God ideas. Give me the mind of Christ so that I'll have the godly success. Others may have a success, but you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. I want the godly success that glorifies you. So as we conclude, our three B's to godly success today is to believe that our God is real, his promises are yea and amen, and that we are incubators of faith to birth his will and purpose and desires in our life. And as we become what he's called us to be, we ask every day for that spirit of excellence as we excel, as we are educated, and then we can turn around and edify others as Christ has edified us. The three B's to godly success: believe, birth, and become. Amen and amen. I speak it into our lives. Back to you, Minister Tiffany. Sorry for going over.
No problem, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you so much for that prophetic and profound message this morning. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. Let us go to God in prayer. Majestic and mighty God, we thank you because you are marvelous. We love you and we appreciate you and thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you that you are our refuge, that you are our strength, that you are our strong tower, that you are our friend, that you are our father, and that you are our mother, and that you have a purpose for each and every single one of our lives. And I pray that as we go through this day, that we go with anticipation and expectation that greater and new things are ahead of us, that we will realize that we have the favor, the blessings, and the increase that come from you. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that every single need that is needed is met right now, because you are our shepherd and you said that we shall not want for anything. And we thank you that you have prepared a plan for each of our lives, God. And so on this day, we come lifting up Dr. P.K. Roberts to you. We come lifting up Minister Kai to you. We come lifting up Minister Bonita to you. We lift up Mother Vivian. We lift up to you Veronica Mallett Williams, Father. And I pray that you would just give comfort, give peace, give healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I lift up Artists International and the Ignite Conference 2016 in California and in Houston. I pray that every single need will be met right now in the name of Jesus, God. And we decree and declare that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper, for we are mighty, God. And we win. And I thank you for Dr. Vanessa as she blessed us this morning, God, with the word straight from the throne room, an on time and much needed word, Father, with the three B's to success: believe, birth, and become, God. And I pray that you will restore virtue in her, God, that nothing is missing, that nothing is broken, that she is healed and that she is whole and she continues to walk in your power. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless name of Jesus, I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. So I would like to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. And to go back and hear this replay, and also please post this on your social media so that others will join you at our replay number, 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. Please join us at Artist Life Inspirational Monday where our message will be coming this morning from Minister Ada Levette Grace. And that number is 641-715-3865. And the access code is 539598#. Please, please, please don't forget to register for the Ignite 2016 conference, June 4th in Southern California and June 10th and 11th in Houston, Texas. If you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, get back with the person that invited you to this call. Again, I would like to say thank you, thank you, thank you to Minister Jackie for seating us and greeting us on this Oh Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together Monday. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. And to each of you, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call. And may you have an awesome day and be great. Dr. Vanessa, the platform is yours.
Thank you so much. Thank each and every one of you for joining us on the call this morning. Thank you for having open spirits to hear thus saith the word of the Lord. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you on this magnificent Monday for this day we've never seen before, full of your mercy and your grace. Oh, Father, help our belief to grow, to be firmly rooted and grounded in you and your word. Oh, Father, help us to be greater incubators of faith, to birth every plan, every purpose you have assigned to our life. And Father, as we become, let us be that living epistle that others will read the tablets of our heart and be drawn to you. So as we leave this call, but never, ever separating from your presence, Father God, we believe you, Jesus, our Lord. Father God, we accept the mantle and the mandate to birth the desires that you have placed in our heart. And Father, thank you for giving us the strength to become this day all you called us to be. In Jesus' name, we go out rejoicing and believing and celebrating as his ministers in the marketplace. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an awesome day. Be blessed. Look forward to hearing most of you on the call and the new Inspirational Morning Motivational Call. Bye-bye.